gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
And especially you, fat, sweaty wrestling fans. This bout has a 30-minute time limit.
This contest is set for one fall.
Seriously, why even say one fall? It's always one fall.
Oh, you didn't know?
Welcome to Shoot Radio, the only pro wrestling show that threatens its fans with figure five leg locks, triple axe handles, and large packages. Wait, what?
Woo, woo, woo! You know it!
Let's move on. Now introducing the tag team champions from the not-so-mean streets of suburban Toronto. This is The Chris and his partner. And yes, I mean partner like that. From the well-landscaped subdivisions of suburban Chicago, it's Johnny P. Get ready, wrestling fans, to sit through this utterly ridiculous gimmick match known simply as Shoot Radio.
Welcome to Shoot Radio, the inaugural episode, first ever episode. My name is Johnny P. With me is The Chris.
That's right, from Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
And I'm from Chi-Town. I don't ever say that. That sounds stupid. Chicago. I'll never say Chi-Town again.
See, and I even said it in an un-Torontonian way, because if you're from Toronto, you say Tirana.
Tirana? That's weird.
Like T-R-A-N-N-A, like tranny, but with an A instead of a Y.
Nice. Do you have trainees up there, like a lot of them?
Oh, boy, howdy.
Sweet. We're going to have some cool guests then. So we decided to put together a wrestling podcast unlike the other ones out there. We're not going to talk about what happened on Raw the other night. It just, there's no.
What?
Sorry. I forgot to tell you. All right. So John Cena came out. He did his five moves of doom and we all clapped and we went home and we called it a night. And then we watched some fucking Burn Notice afterwards on USA. So, we just wanted to do a show talking about kind of the history of wrestling, cool stuff that's out there from our past, either whether it's our childhood or, you know, in our 20s, just some background. I'm 34 and obviously from Chicago. I do some gaming related podcasts already, like the Zlurpcast. I work in radio and interactive media. But I'm really into the old school stuff. I love, Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior, Mr. Perfect. Just some of my favorite, that era was great. Obviously, I like the Attitude Era and I like the current stuff too. But it's kind of more fun to talk about the old stuff because it's a lot more goofy, you know?
Yeah, and I'm largely the same way. I mean, I remember I got into wrestling when I was in grade 7. It was sort of in the wake of the first WrestleMania. And I just saw these guys in, like, my friends in school. We're just doing all these moves to each other in the hallway. And, when you're that age, you don't want to ask what they're doing because then you're just going to look like a goof or like more of a goof. So, they were talking about things. Oh, yeah, of course I watch wrestling. I watch it all the time. So, you go home and you look for it. So, you know what they're talking about. And I'm watching it, and I'm seeing guys like Roddy Piper, King Kong Bundy and thinking, wow, this is awesome. Like, why did nobody tell me about this?
Yeah, you don't want to sound like an idiot. You don't want to, especially, like I said, at that age. Like, for me, it was actually a bit later. WrestleMania 3 had just happened, and Hogan and Andre, obviously, everybody knows about that with the Silverdome, that where it was. The huge, the huge turnout that's probably still got some records and all that. And I didn't actually watch it. I wasn't into it. But after it happened at school, these kids are talking about it, and I was like, what is going on here? So, of course, I tuned into a little Wrestling Superstars or Primetime Wrestling, one of those. And I was like, all right, I'm getting this. And then I told my dad about it and he's like, oh yeah, wrestling, could give me a little history lesson on the old days, more kind of like the circus type, style of that, this and that. And so he went to the store and rented every wrestling tape he could find for me. WrestleMania 1 with Hogan and Mr. T and Piper and Paul Orndorff. WrestleMania 2, which I wish I knew about it because it was actually one of the three locations was Chicago. Could have went, but it was obviously a bit later. And I just started getting really, really into it at that time. My friends were into it. We were all into it. And that just became the thing. We'd do elbow smashes off each other's couches and try not to kill each other or injure each other. And then we ordered WrestleMania 4 when they had the tournament because we were watching Saturday Night's Main Event. That's when Hogan and Andre and there was the double Earl Hebner, right? And we ordered WrestleMania 4 and right from there, I was like, all right, this is it. And honestly, I've been watching it ever since. Not always as heavy as I I could have been. You know, I take some time off here and there, but I've always followed it. It's always, there's always guys I like. There's always guys I don't like.
Yeah, for sure. I remember that event so clear with the dual Earl Hebners. I remember, I think it was Gorilla Monsoon insinuated that Ted DiBiase like paid for one of them to have plastic surgery so they looked like the other. So, you know, you had the corruptible one. Like,
of course. One of them, yeah, one of them's not even, you know, one of them's like 6'4", but he's got Hebner's face.
Yeah, like last week that was Barry O, but you know, he...
Right. Yeah, one of them was actually Mike Chioda's dad. And, you know, then later it became, you know. But, yeah, so the Earl Hebner situation and all that, it was like, I loved it because it was so serious, but also, like, goofy at the same time. And, yeah, as a kid, you have friends telling you, you know this shit's not real, right? You know it's not real. I was like, okay. And even then, I still had the same retorts at 10 years old that I have now at 34, like, yeah, movies are fake too. What do you, you know, I know it's called TV. Yeah, and it's funny too, that the same kind of mentality. And it was just, it just sucked me in big time. So back then, you know, yeah, I loved Macho Man. And then later on Shawn Michaels, of course, Mr. Perfect. And then as it moved on through the 90s, The Rock obviously is awesome. I got majorly into ECW in the mid to late 90s too. That was my favorite with RVD and Sabu. And even now, you know, I'm watching it now and, you know, you got CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Amazing. So, you know what? There's a lot of stuff we're going to be able to cover in a show like this.
Yeah, for sure. And just wanted to make it clear to the listeners in this episode zero, like Johnny said earlier on, we're going to talk about stuff that's timeless. We're going to talk about things like managers, goofy gimmicks, weird wrestling moves, jobbers. I'm really looking forward to talking about that. You know, just the kind of things that you can discuss, and you know, they're not attached to any specific time period per se. It's just more two wrestling fans getting together to talk about what makes wrestling awesome. And you know, a lot of it is just about how funny and stupid it is, yet because it's wrestling, somehow it works.
That's a really good point. You know, we're obviously both huge fans, and it may come off as us making fun of it. Well, yes, guess what? There's big movie fans out there that rip on every freaking movie they watch. They still call themselves movie fans. It's funny. And there's cool stuff always, and there's really goofy stuff always. And like Chris was saying, you know, like managers, maybe one topic could be just female wrestlers. One topic could be props or weapons, gimmick matches, you know, some of the most ridiculous ones, like talking about making a Yokozuna size casket to roll him into because he's too fat for the regular casket, you know, just like stuff like that. And like he said, it's timeless. It's just wrestling fans talking about it. And we're going to relate our opinions on things back to whether it's something from the golden era or the attitude era or modern day or whatever, because it's all new material and old material all mixed together and just kind of taking a topic and running with it.
Yeah, because wrestling's like a circus. It had its roots in the carnivals. And when you think about a circus, I mean, there's all different aspects. You've got the clowns, you've got the acrobats, you've got the lion tamer. I mean, if you went to a circus and it was, you know, nothing but 10 lion tamers, you'd think it was boring and repetitive. And that's why you need that spectrum. You need the goofy stuff in wrestling. You need the, you know, for every serious angle like Stone Cold Steve Austin taking on The Rock, you need to have Doink the Clown throwing confetti on Mabel. I mean, you just need that contrast.
You got to have King Mabel in there, right? Prancing around. And I will say one thing in regards to the 10 lion tamers. If it's Jericho giving all 10 of them, I'm cool with it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're going to be going over, and we're going to try to get some special guests on the phone as well, whether it be other wrestling fans, whether it be actual wrestlers. You know, we both know some contacts, so you never know. And we're just going to be covering just a variety of topics from two wrestling fans talking about some of the stuff that's made it so enjoyable to watch the past freaking 30 years, I guess. Jeez, talk about feeling old. You know, that's what we're going to cover.
We're like Hogan and TNA. We just can't give it up.
That's right. And we have the same amount of hair between the two of us as Hogan and TNA as well.
I get my extensions from the same adult fashion shop.
Nice. I get all my boyfriends from Brutus the Barber Beefcake's phone book. Yeah, so like I said, we're just going to cover some fun stuff. And if you guys have feedback, definitely let us know. Send an email to shootradioshow@gmail.com. Give us your feedback. We're going to be on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, our website is shootradio.com. We're going to have all of our episodes and blogs and other cool info on there as well.
put no advertisements looking for people to take wrestling photos. So if you get those are from somebody else.
What do you mean wrestling photos? Like of people wrestling, like backyard?
No, that was like in the old After mags and stuff like that. We can cover this on a future show in detail, but like the sort of boy touchers of the day would put ads in the back of, you know, the wrestling mags saying, you know, looking for people that want to take wrestling photos.
Is that a Canadian thing only? Or do we, wait, we have molesters in the U.S. too, don't we?
One or two, I think.
Yeah, in my room right now. Yeah, I didn't realize that. Well, I thought you meant like those Tony Atlas, like, first you were a nerd, and now drink some of this, and you're going to be the Hulk.
That was Charles Atlas, not Tony Atlas.
Oh, Charles Atlas, whatever.
Saba Simba is going to make you a man in 7 days, and boy, can that have multiple meanings.
So I sent Tony Atlas a bunch of money, and I never saw anything, so wonder what's going on with that.
He spent it on frying pans that Mark Henry bent to shit.
So, yeah, that kind of stuff. And if you get all of these references, then you're definitely listening to the right show for sure. If we like something, you'll know about it. If we don't like something, yeah, you're going to laugh about it with us. It's like a shoot interview. This is Shoot Radio.
You can find more great podcasts at lifestylepodnetwork.com.au.